This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Skier Michaela Schifrin missed a shot at tying a World Cup record on Sunday. ESPN reports Schifrin finished second in a slalom race in the Czech Republic. The Vail native broke a tie for most female wins last week, beating out skier Lindsey Vonn's record. Schifrin is one first-place finish away from tying the overall World Cup record among men and women. Her next chance will come in March. The Art Museum at Colorado State University is showcasing the work of photographer Kei Ito in a new show. CPR's Eden Lane spoke with the featured artist.
Ito's five multimedia projects explore his legacy as a third-generation hibakusha, an atomic bomb victim, and the American nuclear experience.
I really wanted to create artwork that uses some of the material taken from the Colorado and, you know, explore this idea of the trauma.
Ito includes sites in Colorado like Rocky Flats, the former site of a nuclear weapons facility that's now a wildlife refuge.
So I was interested in, like, this seemingly beautiful park is essentially has this invisible trauma, which kind of like thing I wanted to express in my artwork.
The exhibition runs through April 2nd. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Rood Rec Center in Denver's Sun Valley neighborhood will reopen to the public today. Many of Denver's rec centers have served as emergency shelters to migrants and asylum seekers since early December. Mayor Michael Hancock ordered the city to stop using rec centers as shelters when the number of migrants arriving decreased this month. This is CPR News.